Hi, this is Daniel Garber of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. It's none of a day, so what better time is there to catch up on your Inuit movies? Slashback, a brand new movie about aliens in a small Arctic town, is playing right now, so go out and see it. The Grizzlies, in case you missed that one a few years back, is a feel-good movie about a high school lacrosse team. And if you've never seen Zacharias Canuck's movies, including The Journals of Knut Rasmussen and Atanarjuat, The Fast Runner, well, you'd better go see him now. But this week, I'm looking at three new European movies from Greece, the Netherlands, and France, all about lost souls. There's a lonely guy in Athens who loses his memory in a pandemic, a divorced mom in Paris who seeks solace in late-night talk radio, and a widowed mom in the Netherlands who is haunted by the lost souls of a peat moss bog. Apples, written and directed by Christos Niku. Aris, played by Aris Sevitalis, lives by himself in Athens, Greece. One day, while going for a walk, he forgets where he lives. Also his family, his identity, even his first name. He has acute amnesia, which happens to be a symptom of a strange pandemic sweeping across the planet. He's promptly taken to hospital with the hope a family member will soon arrive to identify him, but no one comes. About the only thing he still knows is he likes apples. The hospital arranges for him to move into an apartment where they hope he can regain his memory, or at least achieve some level of self-worth and identity. To achieve this, they put him into an experimental program. He's given a series of mundane tasks, all of which he's expected to record using a Polaroid camera. Things like ride a bike, go to a movie, attend a party, drink alcohol, meet a new friend. It also includes things like how to pick up a woman in a bar. He accidentally goes to a strip bar with embarrassing consequences. But during his recovery, while viewing the Texas Chainsaw Massacre in a movie theater, he encounters another alienated memory deficient person with a Polaroid camera. Anna, played by Sofia Giorgovasili, is clearly on the same program. Two is better than one, right? So they begin to see one another, if in a detached, alienated way. But as time progresses, Aris begins to remember things, including sad memories he wants to suppress. Will Anna be his soulmate? Will he ever find his original home? And is there any meaning to his life? Apples is a satirical look at modern urban alienation in a time of pandemic. Interestingly, this film was completed in 2019, that's BC, before COVID. But somehow it still captures the mundane, seemingly meaningless medical obsessions, the injections, the tests, the isolation, loneliness, and self-doubt that most of us have also experienced over the past 2 years. Radio director Christos Niku worked with the now famous Yorgos Lanthimos on his earliest film, Dogtooth. And like that movie, it's funny, weird, and extremely awkward, with adults behaving like children and people blindly obeying seemingly nonsensical, obsolete rules. It takes place in the present day, but is filled with old gadgets like Polaroid cameras and cassette tape players. No, not a cell phone or a laptop in sight. Aris Sevitalis is excellent as the main character, who fits perfectly within the film's minimalist feel. I like this one. Moloch, co-written and directed by Nico van den Brink. Beatrique, played by Sally Harmson, is a woman in her 30s who lives in an isolated home with her parents and her young daughter in northern Netherlands. Her home is in a forest surrounded by peat moss bogs. Her daughter goes to public school, but Patrick likes the isolation. She thinks her family is cursed, so it's best to keep to themselves. Easier said than done, especially when a strange man suddenly appears in her living room. He can't stop it, he says. They won't let him. And his voice seems to be an unworldly chorus of 1,000 souls. And then the guy tries to kill them all. Turns out he worked at a nearby archaeological dig headed by Jonas, played by Alexandra Vilom, a Danish man. Peat moss is a natural preservative, and they're digging up intact mummified bodies from ancient times. And when they examine them, they discover they are all victims of the same sort of ancient ritual sacrifice to some primeval god like Moloch. But disturbing the grave, they may have let loose ancient demons, starting a new horrible cycle of possessing her friends and family. Meanwhile, her mother is going through another critical period with her brain. Is it related? Her father says they'd better leave the place immediately and never come back. And when Beatrix encounters strange visions of a little girl sending her a message, she realizes things are very wrong. Will Jonas ever believe there's something evil going on? Can Beatrix break her family's curse? Will the two of them fall in love? And together, can they fight off an ancient evil god? Moloch is an excellent Dutch horror movie about life in a remote village built over secrets that never should have been disturbed. It sounds like a simple story, but actually this is a multi-layered drama. The film even incorporates a school Christmas pageant where small children innocently reenact the ancient pagan ritual even while mayhem is happening outside. The film's in Dutch, but because of the multiplicity of languages, English, Danish, Dutch, and others, the dialogue is in English, or a lot of it is. And remarkable for a horror movie, the cinematography is gorgeous, as warm and grainy as any 70s Hollywood movie. I like this one, too. Passengers of the Night, directed by Michael Ers. It's the mid-1980s in Paris. Elizabeth, played by Charlotte Gainsbourg, lives with her two teenage kids high up in an apartment tower. Her daughter Judith is outspoken and into politics, while her son Mattia, played by Quito Rayon Richter, is more introspective. He gets in trouble for writing poems in history class. The dad, though, is nowhere to be seen. He moved in with his girlfriend and pays no alimony or child support. So Elizabeth is forced to search for a job to keep her family afloat. She finds solace listening to a late night radio talk show and applies to work there. She lands the job to work at the switchboard vetting callers and guests for the host, Vanda, played by Emmanuel Béart. She invites a young woman to the show based on a touching letter she wrote. Tallulah, played by Noé Habita, is 18, but she's lived on the streets of Paris for years, sleeping under bridges or in squats. She has raven hair, pale skin, and doe eyes. Elizabeth can't stand the thought of her sleeping in the rough, so she invites Tallulah to stay temporarily in a spare room tucked away far above their apartment. She wants to keep her separate from the kids, but they soon meet up. And she's street smart, so she teaches the other kids how to live on nothing and tricks like how to get into a movie theater without buying a ticket. Mattia is smitten by her and longs to take it further, but after a late night tryst between the two of them, she flees the apartment and disappears, leaving the family shocked and saddened. 4 years later, things have changed. The kids are growing up. Elizabeth has gained self-confidence, and she has a day job and a much younger boyfriend named Hugo. But when her ex says he's selling the home, it's time for major changes. And that's when Tallulah reappears at their doorstep in a very bad state. Can Elizabeth save Tallulah from her spiral into darkness? And what will the future bring? Passengers of the Night is a beautiful and heartfelt look at a Parisian family navigating its way through unexpected shifts in their lives and how a visitor can change everything. Film is set in the 80s from 81 through 88. And I'm not talking just the costume music and Tallulah's big hair, but also the tumultuous political and social changes from that era. And it's punctuated by views of Paris, period views of Paris, high rises, sunsets, and views through commuter train windows, shot on a different bias, giving it a realistic feel. While more gentle than your average sob story, it still brings, guaranteed it'll bring tears to your eyes. Passengers of the Night and Apples are both playing at the TIFF Bell Lightbox. And Moloch is now streaming on Shudder. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.